This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly, truly being part of the solution, right? I mean, I want you part of the solution. That's really the best way to make it happen. I've got Bridget Melson's going to join me, and she did last week. I hope... get her on a little bit more regularly. We're going to talk about the Equality Act and paid family leave and so many more things. Things that I'm not allowed to talk about, you know, as a male. Although I wonder if it'll work for me. If I identify as a female, will they let me... can I talk about anything at that point? It'd be really cool, wouldn't it? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've been meaning to get to this, and I haven't been able to get to it. Ben Carson. You know, first of all, they're trying to get the AG to lie. Or they're lying on the AG. They were okay with everything that the other, you know, Lynch and Holder and others had did in Obama's administration. But when it comes to this, isn't it funny how everything this administration, every word, everything Trump does, everything that somebody who works for Trump does is wrong, bad, and terrible. Right? Well, Ben Carson under fire today because he simply told him he told Congress he couldn't do what they wanted him to do because it was against the law. They seem to love this kind of stuff. Let's hear what he had to say.
Mr. Secretary, the D in HUD does not stand for deportation. I'm afraid that a recent proposal of yours will bring nothing but despair to thousands of American families by throwing children out of their homes. Simply put, we cannot create affordable housing for Americans by throwing other Americans out into the street.
Be careful. Listen to the words. Americans throwing other Americans.
With no place to go. I am very proud to represent Queensbridge Houses, which is the largest public housing complex in the entire country, along with many other public housing complexes. So I've been working with public housing tenants since 1981, standing up for tenants' rights, fighting against spending cuts, and exposing and ending corrupt mob contracts. But your plan to create vacancies by making 55,000 American children homeless is among the most damaging proposals I have ever seen in public policy. And quite frankly,
I want you to listen, please. I know it's easy to get sidetracked, but listen to what she's saying. Listen to the words that she's using. She's talking about illegal aliens.
I find it despicable. You know that the current laws already prohibit federal housing programs from subsidizing undocumented immigrants. Individuals who are not eligible for housing assistance do not receive subsidies. By evicting mixed-status households, you will rip apart families and be throwing children onto the street. And where will the 55,000 children go? Where will they live? What agency will care for their health and education? Is your plan to have ICE put 55,000 more children on cages on the border? Really, not in my district and not in my watch. This is a horrible plan. New York City now spends more than $600 million per year to support 8,200 children in foster care and $4.5 billion more every year to tackle homelessness. Have you considered how you would support the newly homeless families and children? Will they be going to foster care? What's your plan?
Well, first of all, thank you for the work that you've done on behalf of the people, and I appreciated our visit in New York.
Thank you.
You know, as far as what we're doing with housing, the law that has been provided through Congress states very specifically that the Secretary of HUD may not provide housing assistance to people who are here illegally. It also states specifically that the Secretary has the duty to end assistance if he finds that someone is violating that. So we are following the law. I would also point out to you...
But may I respond? By law, we already, I agree with you, you don't provide subsidies to people who are here illegally. But these children were born here in America. And even if their families are illegal, it's a mixed family in terms of legality, the children are legal. So you could have a situation where the parents are deported and the children, they leave the children here, American citizens, and who is going to take care of these children? Do you have a plan to take care of these 55,000 children, which is HUD's number that came forward with, that they project could be hurt by this plan? Do you have a plan for how to take care of these children, yes or no?
A couple of things here. First of all, there are hundreds of thousands of children, as well as elderly and disabled people, on the waiting list who are legal American citizens.
But, Mr. Secretary, these children are legal American citizens. They were born in America. They are legal citizens.
As I was saying, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, who are waiting.
Yes. Why can't we use that money to help veterans, homeless, and American citizens? Bridget Melson joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. Double Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Who knew with mediocre looks, parachute pants, and speaking to music you could make millions? If I had known that, maybe that was going to fly. I was good at that in the 70s. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She's got a doctorate in psychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states, California and Texas. My God, yeah. Boy, that had to be two totally different degrees. And she recently completed a postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University, and she was elected to a city council. That is awesome. So anyway, glad you're with me tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's really funny because that's what I get all the time. When I have people on the show, no matter what their title is or anything, the naysayers will always say, well, what gives her or him the right to speak to this issue? Like, okay, here, you want me to shove it in your face? Here it goes, right here. Anyhow.
Right?
Yeah. So tell people, you had your first night at work, so to speak, in city council, and what was it like? Exciting?
It was great. Yes, it was one of the longest meetings ever because we had such a large agenda, but it was wonderful. It's, you know, it's just a pleasure to serve the people. We had a full house of citizens, inside the auditorium there, and it was just a dream. You know, I really look forward to continuing up, you know, the political path as God leads, but it was a pleasure.
Well, good. You know what? As time goes on, and you see the decisions you're making, and you see how they're helping people as a whole, you'll know. You'll know you're doing the right thing. You'll know, you know, you'll feel good about yourself. You really feel good about what you're doing. And some days you're going to feel like you're not making a difference, or, what am I doing here? You know? But
absolutely. Yeah. You know, and of course I was a little nervous about, you know, gosh, when do I make a motion? You know, when do I second? You know, all that. And I just want to encourage people that they do train you. Start attending your city council meetings now if you think you want to get involved. And get involved, please. We need the community involved.
You know what? I scream that to show all the time. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get involved. If education is your passion, go check out the school boards. If city safety and that kind of stuff is your passion, then go set out the city council. I mean, there are many, or support those elected officials. There's many ways to engage and get involved. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my pet peeves is people who will stand on the sidelines and just yell and bicker and get angry, yet they won't do a thing. They won't take one step onto the field. And
no, I know.
This is my step. You know, got to do it.
And those people who rip you up too online, I always say to them, so who did you feed? What did you do? Did you get off the couch? Did you get out from behind your Facebook keyboard and actually feed somebody? What have you done? You know, that's kind of my favorite line when I get on their case. All right.
So
as a female, I would think, you know, this new Equality Act actually makes you quite happy because it's got so much in there for women's rights, right?
Right, so much. Not. You know, it's the biggest joke is calling it the Equality Act, and I go back and forth with people on social media and on Twitter all of the time, and I'm always respectful, but I'm also factual, and explaining people, have you read it? Because they're really equality, schmality. There are really no parts of it that help women, that help African Americans, that help Latino Americans. It's not equality. It's an LGBTQ LMNOP agenda that is, all it is creating a new morality, which is a lack of God's morality, and forcing it upon institutions and organizations and people of the Christian faith. It's one of the biggest attacks that is so in your face that I've ever seen hit legislation this far. So I know it passed in the House. I'm pretty sure it won't pass in the Senate. I haven't checked on it today, but it's scary to me that it's even out there.
Well, what I love is, you know, again, from a psychological standpoint, this is an equality bill. Who could be against equality? And, you know, we saw all these memes go by on Facebook, how 173 Republicans voted against equality for everyone. Like, come on, give me a break. I mean, how do you say that with a straight face? But they got the right title, don't they?
Right. Yeah. Though they psychologically know exactly what they're doing to manipulate and to, you know, get these, not even just millennials. We're now seeing all kinds of age ranges. I think the largest right now is 55 and up switch over to this progressive, socialistic, anti-God, immoral movement. And it's frightening, honestly, as a Christian, what I'm seeing going on, because, you know, I'm a pretty much a Jesus freak, so everything to me is, about God first, and then I go on up from that politically. But yeah, it's nothing. It's not an Equality Act. Not in the least.
Well, Bridget, you know, it's funny because when I talk to some of our youth pastors and regular pastors and what have you, and I keep saying, we blew this. We blew not giving our kids a solid foundation. We blew not bringing up our kids up to, you know, the right way so they'd have some kind of love and respect for God. And, you know, most of the young people I talk to, most of the millennials, some who grew up in church, do not believe in God or do not believe in an active God that actually cares about you. And a lot of those kids I spoke with, they believe in a higher power, a God, but they do not believe in organized religion. And tell me if I'm wrong. I blame us. I blame parents for this, because you didn't impart this and then show your kids, live it. You think I'm right or close to right?
Right, right. You know, and when I was on before, you know, I talked to you about, you know, my speaking to parents. And when I speak to the churches, of course, I lay it on the full moral foundation that you have to lead first for your kids to want to respond and take notice. So walk your talk, in a sense. So, yes, kids are, they learn, and they're sponges. And this behavior is learned. And there, yes, we all have it within us to know whether there's a God or not, because God says in Scripture that He makes it clear to us and clear to our heart and soul. But it's up to the parents to live that out. And again, if you're handing them these little devices called phones, you're handing them the world. And if parents do not teach their children how to act and what kind of moral codes you have, then the world will be happy to. And that's what we're seeing happening. It's very easy to just hand a device to a child and say, go for it. I'll be over here on my device. And we're to blame.
You know, we got to go for a break, but I always love when I go to a restaurant and you see all these glows at the table and nobody's talking to each other, and you know what that is. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Bridget will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
members of Congress had meetings with Trump administration officials on the escalating tensions with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains what they discussed.
We walked through our efforts and our ultimate objective over the past days, which has been to deter Iran.
Also meeting with them, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. They met with both the House and Senate to lay out the administration's thinking on Iran. Arizona Senator Lindsey Graham says he agrees with them.
And I'm hoping that this show of force will result in de-escalating, not escalating.
But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's afraid they'll go too far.
We can create a situation in which a war will take place.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
The congressional theme song, Frankenstein. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5. I just had this vision in my head of Edgar Winter. If anybody knows what he looks like that guy in, what was that movie, Rocky Horror Picture Show? The guy with the long blonde hair and the long face. It just looked terrible. Having him. That's what Edgar Winter looked like. Have him singing this song playing this song as Nancy Pelosi walks in behind him, you know, into Congress and the rest of them. That's kind of the feeling I get every time those guys get together. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do. I know you don't believe me, but I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, you got to get involved. You have to get engaged. You can't just sit there yelling at the radio. Don't just write me a nasty email. Not aimed at me, but aimed at the situation. You know, get the facts, learn what's going on, and then turn around and teach somebody else. Tell somebody else. School somebody else. Learn somebody else. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. But get the information out there. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she has a doctorate in psychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states, California and Texas. You have to explain that to me. And she recently completed a postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. Thanks for being with me tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, I was licensed in California.
I get a tickle with the California Texas, because it's like you have to have a license for Venus and a license for Mars, right?
Yes, but that allows me to do Skype and telemedicine and telecounseling. And then also with California, with the regulations, two things. I'm always involved in lawsuits with them. They always want to threaten me because I do counseling with LGBT that come in and want to get out of that lifestyle. Yeah. So I keep that because it's kind of like a hidden, you know, black market page. Like it's just kind of thrilling. And then also to get relicensed in California is horrible. And I know my name's on some list somewhere.
Oh, sure.
So I just keep it.
No question.
And then Texas is glad to have me. So.
Well, how often do you have to re-up your license, if you would?
Every 2 years. Oh. Every 2 years, yes.
Wow.
So I just have to take a couple ethics classes and boom. So keep it in good standing.
Wait a minute. You got to explain this to me. Is this California ethics or is it Texas? I mean, is it real life ethics or California ethics? I mean, I'm confused.
It's very different. Yeah, I have to take a California ethics class that's by the board, the BBS, the Board of Behavioral Sciences. So that's very different from the Texas ethics class, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So just law and ethics. Yeah.
Well, you know what I find really interesting is that I think, and if I have this wrong, correct me, but you can't do any kind of counseling for someone that is gay or lesbian, or you shouldn't, as what I'm told, if you're a licensed therapist here in this state, but a pastor can, who's not licensed to do those kind of things. I find that interesting.
Ish, yeah.
Right?
You kind of. You know, pastors are not supposed to. They're going after them next. So,
Sure.
Conversion therapy is illegal for me, and I can lose my license. So, whatever.
Yeah. Really funny. They call it conversion therapy,
yeah.
But if somebody sits down and says, look, I really don't believe this is right. I really want some help. I really want to work through this. You can't even help them. So even the want of the person is not honored by the state. It just
correct.
Blows my mind. Anyhow.
No, legislating morality per person, and you can't do it. Good luck.
My dad made fun of that in the 70s. He said that's exactly what they were going to get to. They were going to get to start legislating morality on us and even common sense. And he said it's just getting really crazy, really stupid. All right, so you took, for God's unknown reason, you went to D.C. last week, I think it was. And
it did, yes.
Yes. So tell us about your trip and what was the reason behind it?
Well, one of my best friends in politics, Senator Rick Santorum, just said, hey, this is what's going on. He has an awesome nonprofit called Patriot Voices, and he just will not give up, and I love it, standing for traditional marriage, a family paid leave act, or the paid family leave act, and then, of course, the right to life. And so he invited me to come to the Russell Senate building and meet with some senators and a few other people. So we got to meet with Joni Ernst and Ben Sasse and Ron Johnson and Marco Rubio, and it was incredible. Congressman Wagner, the author with Scalise on the Born Alive Act, and we just got to learn about everything going on. We got to pray with them. Can you believe it? We got
Wait a minute. You prayed on public government property paid for by taxpayer funds? Oh, my God.
Terrible. Huh?
You shouldn't admit that. They'll send a car out to get you from California. Seriously.
No kidding. I know, right? So it was just incredible to be with these really solid Christians, and they are, and they need our support, and they need our prayer, because the death threats they get, the hate mail they get, it's incredible. It's sick. So I got to meet, you know, with them and talk with them and, you know, talk about policy, make some suggestions psychologically from what I saw, and then head over to the White House. So it was a great time.
I know you're not supposed to do this, but you can refuse. You know, when I see the what we jokingly refer to as Trump derangement syndrome, when I watch these people get visually and their whole body changes when they start to talk about Trump and how they're going to nail him no matter what, and you know, no matter what evidence comes in front of them. This is like a real. I wouldn't allow people to say it in my early days, but now I'm like, okay, if you want to say it's a sickness, fine. You want to say it's a disease, fine. But man, their whole world revolves around nailing Trump. That's not healthy, is it?
No, you know, it's literally, it's either a psychological disorder. I mean, what happened? It's really like when President Trump got into office, he was like this parent who came in and had to clean up the mess and get the discipline figured out and get the morals and the ethics set back up. And these kids are throwing tantrums, to the point of passing out and going into psychotic, you know, breakdown. So that's exactly how I see it. He's cleaning house. He's getting his house in order, you know, i.e. the country. And they're absolutely freaking out. And I ran into some of these people in D.C., you know, coming out of there, you know, coming out of the White House when we were done, and just yelling and spitting. And I'm with my 9-year-old daughter. I'm like, calm down. Good grief. So it's a sight to see. I will tell you that. It's a little scary.
When somebody's got such a fear of another person, now, he's never done anything physically to any of them, and you hear these stories, and they even talk about it on TV, where they hear his voice, they see him on TV, they get the sweats, they start to shiver. You know, I mean, I'm thinking, wow, you know what? He's not your problem. You need to go see a doctor. And that is an illness of some kind. That's not just fear. I don't know. It makes me nuts.
No, it is. It's hitting a part of the brain, and it's almost we're seeing kind of a, I would say, a sociopathological issue. We're raising sociopaths that are so intent on hate and so intent on intolerance, you know, of everything good. So, of course, as a Christian, I totally believe it's spiritual in nature, but.
Right.
They just can't handle the good. They can't handle the light, and they're reacting to that. But it's weird.
I'm very you know I'm very much with you on the same page. It's funny. I mean, look at you heard the story earlier. I was talking about Vice President Pence being at a Christian college and having the Christian kids get up and walk out, and some of the faculty at a Christian college because of his view on the LGBTQ community. And it's not his view. It's biblical. It's scriptural. So you're walking out on God. You're not walking out on him. I mean, that's how deep this stuff runs. This is how, for me, this is how scary it is. But I know that more and more Christ, quote unquote, Christ believers aren't really Christ believers. What do they stand for? I don't know, and it scares me. No.
Yeah, they're not. You know, and I see primarily teenagers and 20-somethings in my private practice. And we're getting a lot of this in, you know, and I purport to be a Christian private practice. The parents have to sign that I do, that they know that I counsel from a biblical point of view. And I have atheists in there. I have agnostics in there, a.k.a. all non-Christians. And then, you know, I've got people, you know, kids calling themselves Christians. And we'll talk. And I'm telling you, I would say 70% of the kids I see, for instance, identify. Yeah.
We got to go for a break, but I want to finish up that on the other side of the break. I really do. Joe Messina, your host. Not going. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I was born to wave the flag, but I learned to wave the flag because I love this country, and I love what the flag represents. Not the flag itself. You guys who get caught up, is this the flag? You know what? It's not the material of the flag. Think about it. It's what the flag represents. That's what it's all about. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She's got a doctorate in psychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states, and she recently completed a postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. My brain hurts already just thinking about that stuff. Anyhow, Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, I'm going to start charging for mic time during the breaks because I think that's some of the best conversations happen, right? Hey,
yep.
Before the break, one of the things that has come to the forefront is that young people believe in socialism. But when you hear them respond to why they believe in socialism, It really is, in a sense, capitalism. They're talking about taking care of other people. I'm not talking about the extreme ones who want their school taken care of and all that other stuff. I'm talking about the ones that think we should take care of the elderly and, you know, people who actually do need help. We do that already. And what makes those resources, that money available, is capitalism. But, you know, these kids want, I believe, in seeing them, they want to help society out. They're just confused. Do you agree?
Indeed, yes. I have, in my private practice, I have a lot of these chats and talks and discussions about socialism and communism and what it really is and you know, kind of our God-given rights. And I don't understand why we just want to, again, legislate everything and control everything and have bigger governments. You know, you can go and donate. You can go and work as much as you want to give and as much as you want to live and earn. So I just don't understand why we want less freedoms. And that's all this is going to do, is close us down on our ability and force people to give here and give there. You know, as a Christian, I tithe. I give my 10%, and probably more. And I like to have that ability. So, I have a lot of talks with young people about this. And good news is I'm seeing, I will say, junior hires on and down. I call it the iGeneration.
Right.
They are actually starting to turn around and get it. Praise God. So I don't know if they're, like, sitting back and watching us make fools out of ourselves, and they don't want to be that way. But, yeah, they... there's some hope there, so it makes me happy.
I agree with you. I don't know, I mean, frankly, myself, I don't know one way or the other. I don't know enough about this stuff. But in being in the school world, being in the education world, and seeing these young kids and talking with all the young kids, I saw a panel of young kids today that have their act together. They understood, but they are so different. And they don't look any different then, but they are so much different than the other kids, the kids that really feel like, I won't say that they're owed, but the government should take care of them, their parents should take care of them, that until they're ready. Well, my God, when you have kids that, you know, my day, we were fighting to get our driver's licenses at 15 and 16. They're coming up on 30 without a driver's license, and no real want or, most males, no real want or desire to get them. It just makes me crazy.
Right. No, we are seeing a failure to launch, and that is because parents are not, I'm sorry, but we're guilty. We're guilty of having our own faces in our electronic devices. We're guilty of working too much. We're guilty of being gone too much. And this whole abortion thing, you know, when did children become a burden? You know, they are precious gifts. And that's kind of what it comes down to, is I'm seeing that parents are not seeing it that way, through God's eyes.
So, Bridget, I'm listening to this congresswoman today, and she's at that rally that happened in D.C., and she's got their microphone, and she says, I went to a class of eighth graders, and I asked all the young girls, who thinks that government should be involved in your in decisions about your body, and not one of them raised their hands. Then I asked all the eighth grade boys, you know, who thinks that, you know, a boy or a man should be allowed to tell a woman what to do with her body. And now one of them raised their hands and everybody cheered. I'm going, oh, my God, you can't dumb that down any further. Are you serious? This made you happy?
Unbelievable.
Jesus, what are you waiting for, right? I mean, seriously.
I don't even have any reply. I don't even have any reply to that. Right, my dog is gagged, and I totally agree with you, dog. See? I'm gagging with you.
All right, so let's get to the really nasty one. And I've talked about this a dozen times. I'm not going to stop talking about it until our people really get off their butts and do something. This Born Alive Act, right? And look, as a Christian, I'll tell you what bothered me in New York. When they got up and cheered that, what I'll call a human abortion, because true, the baby is born on the table, not attached to the mother anymore, and they still have a right to kill it. And I'm thinking to myself, there's a lot of Catholics in that area. Where are the Christians? This whole group got up and applauded. You knew this was happening. Why weren't you in the overheads? Right? I mean, really staring these people down. Do what they do to us.
It, I'm speechless. You know, I go over all of these. That's H.R. 962, by the way, that you're talking about, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. All they want to do is protect babies that survive, and they have to think about, do we kill it or do we protect it? Do we find a place to, you know, have an adoption, somebody that, I just don't understand how you can stare at a baby and want the right to kill it.
Just ask a normal question and watch what they do to you. Say, look, okay, so it's born alive, it beat the abortion, and you're in the other room talking to the doctor while this baby is laying on a table. What are you deciding to do? Do you suffocate it? Do you gosnell it? You know, cut its spine? I mean, how do you actually kill this little human being? You have to make that decision.
Right.
And they're like, well, why do you have to be gross? I'm not being gross. I'm being real. How do you stop that? Do you leave it to starve to death for 2 or 3 days? What are you going to do? They don't like the question,
right?
You know,
no. And it's right now, as it's written, is that you keep it comfortable, and then do what you need to do to, you know, either saving the brain, which is burn its brain alive, or you know, stop its breathing, or you're correct, do the cut its spine. And I, you know, the animal rights activists would flip out if we were talking about puppies, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
A human being. Oh, really?
And listen, ripping babies away from their mothers at the border. But this is okay.
Right.
I'm thoroughly confused. I mean, I'm totally confused.
I am too. See, and I know it's real, and I need to talk, but I don't know what to say. It's like, it's just depraved in my mind.
But okay, so you're the psychologist. And I know, I'm not asking you to make a judgment call over the radio on a mother, but how does a human being look at a baby, and that is a baby at that point in time, and decide it doesn't deserve to live? I don't understand.
Again, It's sociopathological. It's a desensitization. It is not listening to our hearts and our souls anymore. And it is spiritual blindness. Romans 1 talks about it. 2 Timothy 3 talks about it. So you can deny God and take the God out of it if you want. I can't. It's predicted. It's prophesied that this is the wrath of God, that this is what's happening. That God, if you choose to not want to have a moral backbone anymore, and to have emotions, and to make rational, common sense decisions, then God's going to leave you be. He's not going to force it on you. And that's what I see it as. It's just this spiritual blindness and this depravity that's taken over not just our nation, but the world. And, you know, I'm going to get emails. I always do. I'm going to get hate letters. But it has to be that. Because we're made in God's image. We're not bad people. We're not horrible people.
No.
We're choosing to be. And babies, the most precious, you know, I adopted two of my own because their birth mothers chose life instead of death. And I'm so appreciative. And then, like I mentioned earlier to you, that at 6 weeks, I saw my baby's heartbeat, my daughter, at 6 weeks. There's no way I could have had that sucked into a sink. No way.
No.
So.
No. I agree with you. I mean, look. I don't know what's happened. I don't. Maybe it was this way in the 70s, and I wasn't paying attention. But you know, I look at some of these young kids, and they just look so lost. And I don't mean that like, you know, deranged, but they just look lost. They look like there's no joy deep behind the eyes, and it's just nothing there. There's no joy there. Not that they're stupid, but there's no joy there. And maybe it's what's going on around them. I don't know. You know?
It absolutely is. You know, you think about, you know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and it was all about family still. Yes, there were the hippies, you know, we're ending that era and starting all kinds of other things. You know, there's always been crazy in the world. But we still had a sense of country. We still had a sense of God. We still had a sense of freedom, and we still had a sense of family. And now we don't. The divorce rate's higher than ever. Men are marrying men, women, and it's just crazy.
Well, you know, that music means time's up. Hey, where do people find you quickly if they want to see what you're writing or something about you?
Yes, TrinityLifeSolutions.com.
Oh, that's easy. Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. We will catch up with you tomorrow for sure.